For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is charging Google with promoting negative news articles. He's blaming Google for negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed.
Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
Google denies they're manipulating search results to keep conservative voices quiet. The president is considering regulating social media such as Facebook and Google. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Cases of STDs continue to climb across the country.
New data from the CDC shows a rapid rise of sexually transmitted diseases in the U.S. Nearly 2.3 million Americans were diagnosed with an STD last year, breaking the record set the year before. Experts say the rise is fueled by less frequent condom use and STD testing. Health officials are particularly concerned by the 67% rise in cases of gonorrhea since 2013 and say the disease could soon become resistant to all current antibiotics. I'm Michelle Harvin.
Opening statements will now begin September 24th for former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's second trial, but he won't be there ahead of time. He's waived his rights to attend any of the pretrial hearings. He says the amount of time and effort it takes to get from the jail in Alexandria, where he's being held, to the courthouse is just too much work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's costing more to buy a house these days. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Nationally, prices climbed 6.3% in June from 1 year before, as analysts say affordability is becoming a greater obstacle for would-be home buyers. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index rising at a slightly slower pace than the 6.5% annual gain in May from a year earlier, but home values are increasing at more than double the pace of average wage growth, and that's weighing down property sales despite solid demand because of accelerating economic growth and solid hiring. Mortgage rates are also higher than a year ago, creating another price pressure for would-be buyers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is receiving a lot of criticism over his response to John McCain's death, but his daughter, Ivanka Trump, is expressing condolences. USA's Robin Walensky has the story.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain a true hero and a great statesman.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.